Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. The calm before the storm has ended. In what may be the most politically consequential moment of Trump's second presidency, Vice President J.D. Vance has just declared war on the entire Democrat establishment, and what he revealed about their systematic dismantling plan will shock you to your core. This isn't political theater. This is the opening salvo of what Trump officials are calling the complete disruption, dismantling, and destruction of left-wing organizations across the nation. And J.D. Vance just laid out exactly how they plan to do it. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you are making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagine, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, you're only going to hear this from me, but my upcoming America Awaken Masterclass is available right now for just $60 when you use code AWAKEN60. So I asked my team to give you the lowest possible price, but this deal disappears in just 48 hours. So if you want to join me live for a deep dive on what Trump has planned for our new American Renaissance, especially after last week, don't wait. Register today. Click on that link below or visit turley.pub/masterclass. Right now. All right, let's dive right in here, gang. The assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk last week was not just a horror. It became the justification for the single most aggressive conservative offensive in modern American history. When J.D. Vance guest hosted Charlie Kirk's show from the White House yesterday, he didn't just mourn his friend. He declared total war on what he called the vast domestic terror movement of the American left.
There is no unity with people who scream at children over their parents' politics. There is no unity with someone who lies about what Charlie Kirk said in order to excuse his murder. There is no unity with someone who harasses an innocent family the day after the father of that family lost a dear friend. There is no unity with the people who celebrate Charlie Kirk's assassination. And there is no unity with the people who fund these articles, who pay the salaries of these terrorist sympathizers, who argue that Charlie Kirk, a loving husband and father, deserved a shot to the neck because he spoke words with which they disagree. Did you know that the George Soros Open Society Foundation and the Ford Foundation, the groups who funded that disgusting article justifying Charlie's death, do you know they benefit from generous tax treatment? They are literally subsidized by you and me, the American taxpayer. And how do they reward us? By setting fire to the house built by the American family over 250 years. I am desperate for our country to be united in condemnation of the actions and the ideas that killed my friend. I want it so badly that I will tell you a difficult truth. We can only have it with people who acknowledge that political violence is unacceptable, and when we work to dismantle the institutions that promote violence and terrorism in our own country.
Now, given how close JD and Charlie were, I mean, I think we can all fully recognize that that was not empty political rhetoric. And just to underscore that, the great Stephen Miller, Trump's deputy chief of staff, spelled out exactly what the Trump administration has planned for this vast network of left-wing terror.
The organized doxing campaigns, the organized riots, the organized street violence, the organized campaigns of dehumanization, vilification, posting people's addresses, combining that with messaging that's designed to trigger and incite violence, and the actual organized cells that carry out and facilitate the violence, it is a vast domestic terror movement. And with God as my witness, we are going to use every resource we have at the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and throughout this government to identify, disrupt, dismantle, and destroy these networks and make America safe again for the American people. It will happen, and we will do it in Charlie's name.
Now, make no mistake, the legacy media is openly flipping out over this. They recognize that this is the right's Braveheart. This is our Braveheart, Patriot, and John Wick moment all rolled up into one. They hear the administration loud and clear. In fact, Trump's administration already has specific organizations in their crosshairs. As you heard J.D. explicitly name George Soros' Open Society Foundations and the Ford Foundation as primary targets, calling them financiers of terror sympathizers. And they're going to be held accountable for the violence that they're funding. Now, ironically, President Trump, as we reported weeks ago, he was already laying the groundwork for this for months. Trump already threatened RICO charges against Soros and his son Alexander, claiming that they were funding violent protests and social unrest all throughout the United States. And so now with Charlie's assassination, they obviously have all the political cover needed. And so the gloves appear to be coming completely off here. And I'm going to show you exactly what they have planned for dismantling the Democrat Party. But let's zoom out here a bit. While Trump unleashes a political reckoning, there is another crisis poisoning every American in some way, shape, or form, even in the comfort of our own homes. I'm talking about the microplastic epidemic. Now, you may have heard about this, but this is pretty shocking stuff. Check this out.
White ones, we've got clear ones.
Tons of microplastics wash ashore all over the world every day. And now for the first time, scientists in the Netherlands have detected microplastic pollution in human blood.
All the microplastics and nanoplastics we are exposed to, we inhale and we ingest. That actually, you know, there's too much, so much plastic that it can even enter our bloodstream.
The Dutch study on blood samples from healthy adults detected tiny plastic particles in 80% of people.
That's right. There's a microplastic crisis poisoning every American in some way, shape, or form. They're in our food, our water, our meats, our proteins. In fact, according to a recent study, we now ingest 6 times more microplastics than in 1990. It's wreaking havoc on our health and on our organ functions, and unfortunately, no one is immune from this, but there is an amazing solution. There's a unique bacterial strain found only in kimchi that's been found to effectively degrade microplastics. In fact, traditional kimchi is one of the world's most powerful superfoods. But let's be honest, it's messy, it's strong smelling, and not exactly easy to eat every single day. So that's why our good friends over at Brightcore created Kimchi One. Now you can get all the benefits of premium fermented kimchi in convenient capsule form. No mess, no taste, no hassle. I've been taking Kimchi One every single day for months now, and gang, I love it. Each capsule delivers over 900 probiotic strains, live enzymes, and antioxidants that help restore balance in your gut. People are seeing improvements in digestion, bloating, regularity, energy, metabolism. Studies show that kimchi even reduces the risk of obesity. Kimchi One is all natural, non-GMO, and 100% made right here in the USA. It's completely dairy-free, gluten-free, soy-free, so just anyone could take it. I personally love it, and I love knowing that I'm supporting my gut and overall health in one simple step. So if you've been looking for a way to boost your immune system and remove microplastic toxins from your body, this is it. You can get 25% off your order by going to the link below, or for an even better deal, give them a call. My friends at Brightcore would love to chat with you, and they're going to give you 50% off plus free shipping. Call them at 888-597-0233. The first 100 callers to order are going to get a free bottle of vitamin D3. Again, you only get that 50% off and free shipping when you give them a call. So once again, that number is 888-597-0233. 3-3. According to both Stephen Miller and J.D. Vance, the Trump administration is preparing to deploy RICO charges, conspiracy charges, and even insurrection statutes against what they're calling radical left-wing terrorist organizations. So RICO is a criminal statute originally designed to take down the mafia. When prosecutors invoke RICO, they are essentially arguing that you are running a criminal enterprise, not just committing isolated crimes. And what's so key here is that for well over two decades, observers have documented a troubling pattern here. Wherever there's civil unrest in America, and indeed around the world, George Soros's financial fingerprints always seem to appear. So from the 2017 Charlottesville protests, the 2020 Black Lives Matter demonstrations, critics have consistently pointed to the billionaire's extensive network of funding as a common denominator. But this goes way beyond Soros. Sources reveal the Trump administration is systematically targeting the entire Democrat Party infrastructure. They're already investigating what Trump calls the organized campaign behind Kirk's assassination, with cabinet members collaborating to identify organizations that finance or endorse violence against conservatives. Let's put this bluntly. What Trump has planned here will make the left's hysteria over Project 2025 look like a walk in the park. Project 2025 just got put on steroids. The left literally has no idea what they have unleashed. Many are increasingly recognizing that last week was indeed an inflection point, or what would more prophetically be called a turning point in our nation. And the key to that turning point, as you heard in J.D. Vance's extraordinary monologue earlier, the key to that turning point is that this isn't about healing political divisions. It's about securing total and unconditional victory. JD made it absolutely clear this is not a both sides problem. We absolutely refuse. We morally refuse to even entertain the notion that we share in the blame of what happened to Charlie. That's what the both sides' desperate response from the left requires us to do. It requires us to take at least partial responsibility for what happened to Charlie. And the only proper response to that is F you. That's not even remotely within the realm of conceivable possibility. F you. The turning point is the absolute recognition among a vast majority of Americans that the political left has become malignant. And the administration's position is simple: complete and total submission or complete and total destruction. Robert Barnes was saying this the other day, that we basically need to dismantle the Democrat Party in a manner comparable to how we dismantled the KKK. And that involves using the full force of executive power to crush them in every conceivable way. So during the Reconstruction era, the U.S. government used military force, they used federal prosecutions, they used new legislation, specifically Enforcement Acts of 1870, 1871, to suppress the original Ku Klux Klan and break its organizational structure. And of course, while it reared its ugly head here or there in the years subsequent, it never, ever, ever came close to exercising the kind of political power that it once did before that systematic crackdown. And I think Barnes is absolutely right here. We have no choice but to execute a systematic dismantling strategy that will have to extend as far as recalcitrant forces within the Democrat Party appear, which I believe will, in the end, take down the whole of the party. They've only doubled down since last. If we thought the Democrats learned anything from that assassination, we're talking defunding the party. We're talking suing and prosecuting members of the party. And yes, we're talking jailing members of the party. And that's basically how you destroy a political movement. You defund it and you jail its members. That's it. And what I find so fascinating in this moment we're in is that it's a reality that Democrats are refusing to acknowledge. They've got their heads buried in the sand. Trump does not need their cooperation. Trump doesn't need their cooperation anymore. With unified Republican control, with a Supreme Court majority, the administration could crack down on the Democrat Party as forcefully as he wants. There's nothing Democrats can do because they have been completely boxed out of power. What we're witnessing here goes far beyond normal political warfare. This represents a fundamental restructuring of American governance, where opposition to the president now becomes legitimate grounds for federal investigation under terrorism and racketeering statutes. And the growing conservative majority could not be more elated. We Americans are finally seeing our government fight back against the lunatic terrorist left, decades of left-wing institutional capture. From universities to nonprofits to media organizations, the progressive establishment has controlled the cultural narrative for generations. No more. Now they are facing an administration that's preparing to go full animal on them. Again, they have no idea what they have unleashed here. J.D. Vance's scorched earth approach isn't just about revenge for Charlie Kirk. It is about permanently altering the balance of power in American politics. By targeting the funding sources, by legal protections and the operational infrastructure of radical left-wing terrorist organizations, this administration is enacting something unprecedented: the systematic dismantling of organized progressive opposition. The success of this strategy will determine whether America enters a new era of conservative dominance or whether it descends into the kind of political warfare that destroys republics. We didn't ask for this. What's certain is that J.D. Vance has just declared that compromise is no longer possible. We do not negotiate with terrorists. The battle lines are drawn. The political weapons are loaded. And the Democrat Party is about to discover that their decades-long war on conservative America has finally provoked a response that makes their worst nightmares look like pleasant dreams. The question isn't whether this will change American politics forever. The question is whether anything will be left of the Democrat opposition when it's over. So what do you guys think? You're the ones, after all, who are changing the world. Let me know in the comments down below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis. You're not going to hear anywhere else. God bless. Hey, gang, quick question. Do you miss my short videos? You know, the fast hits, the bold truths in under 60 seconds? Well, I've heard from so many of you who love those clips. I'm bringing them back in a big way. I just launched a brand new channel called Turley Clips. It's all short form every day. I'm posting powerful, shareable, hope-filled truth bombs that will fire you up and shake the system. So if you've been craving those quick hits of sanity, you need to be on this channel. Subscribe to Turley Clips right now. Send it to friends and family as well. Please share it abroad, and I can't wait to see you there.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items. Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10/1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.